When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gigantic. It's January 17th, 2024. Gigantic Pop, take two. It's a new week. It's a new podcast. We've never done this week. I'm Glenn, here with Raj and Matt. Matt, good to see you. Hope you're well. Raj, Dynamite just ended.
Good to see you guys.
We're going on Wednesday. Yeah, it's good, man. Yeah. Good. What's going on in the world of wrestling and the world in general?
Well, I thought Dynamite was a really strong, it had a really good main event tonight with Hook and Samoa Joe. But, I thought that match was awesome. Easily thought that was the best match of Hook's career. So, yeah, I thought that was a good, up until that point, it seemed like just a kind of a run-of-the-mill show. But that main event, I thought, really made the show tonight.
I liked the Buck interview. And a lot of people probably aren't going to like it. I liked it because they're changing their character at least. And we always get on people for having the same tired act over and over. And not saying their act was tired, but just in general. I like when wrestlers try to make a change and they swing at something, whether they swing and miss or swing and hit it. I'm always in favor of it. I always give people props for doing it. So I love the Matthew and Nicholas act, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, for those who missed it, Matt Jackson at one point said, when they started with AEW, they were changing the world, and then AEW started bringing in all these cancerous superstars. And I think kind of know who is taking a shot at there. But they're saying they want to finish off Sting, so because he's kind of like the last remaining, previous era superstar, even though they respect him. So, I liked it. It kind of reminded me of the Dustin Rhodes, Cody buildup, where Cody was saying he needed to get rid of Dustin because he wants to get rid of the Attitude Era. So it kind of felt like that same kind of motivation.
Yeah, but like this time around, they're smart enough to know to book themselves as heels in this equation, though. They're not trying to be baby faces and say, oh, screw CM Punk, he's the worst, or these other acts that have come through AEW, oh, they suck. They're the worst. They know they're getting heat for it and are playing towards it, and they're leaning into it, which I like. I think it's a smart idea.
Yeah, and Mark Briscoe, good tribute to Jay tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome. Really and nice. Then seeing his daughter come out and walk on stage, his daughter's come out, that was just amazing. So really great to see.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show overall. I really did. So
Tony anyways, Storm, a delight as always.
Always. She's always
great. Man, okay, so when is Mercedes Moné showing up in AEW? Because I keep tuning in.
You suckers. All you guys are suckers. They get you guys gassed up every these it's not even AEW doing it either. It's these little sites that are probably typing. Jesus, I'm old. That are probably reporting it and getting everybody all hyped up, and then everyone gets, the fishing lure hooked in their mouth every week. And good for AEW because it makes people tune in, right? To hope to see her. How much longer are people going to do that?
Honestly, until they give us a tease or something concrete on television, my thing now, I think she shows up at the Rumble. I think Sasha Banks makes her return at the Rumble.
That's your prediction now?
Well, because, so if the dirt sheets are all saying, oh, Mercedes fell apart with WWE, so AEW looks like the likely suitor, and then AEW does nothing to tip the hand, to say like, hey, this is under, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think
they're not even dropping any hints or anything.
Yeah. I think the WWE thing, I think it's like CM Punk, that rumor was ice cold before Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. The probability of that, the eight ball was saying not freaking likely. And then he showed up. So I'm saying, look, I got to give myself something to look forward to, Matt. There's got to be something now that Nick Namath is in TNA, now that Dana Brooke, Ash by Elegance, has signed with TNA. You know, I think Mercedes Moné is a big surprise the wrestling world is waiting for.
And I know people don't consider TNA like a real, you know, what we used to be as far as competition goes, or the second show that we used to be. But I'm sorry, they got a hell of a roster. They're getting better. And if you ever watch their shows, they're seamless. They're very easy to watch. It's one of the easiest wrestling shows to watch from beginning to finish. All of them that I've seen just seem to be that way. Very easy to watch.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of which, I know you guys don't watch NXT, but I swear to God, NXT last night had a near perfect episode for entertainment value.
Yeah, really? Okay, so I did watch it. Did you like it the very end? Here, the two tag teams at the very end were literally 5 feet away from each other, and they accidentally showed it on the crane cam, which they shouldn't have done. They were supposed to try to do zoom ups on your guy, the team you like that do the the dude in the red sweater. What's it called?
Chase You.
Andre Chase. Whatever the hell that gimmick in that tag team is. They're sitting on the steps selling, and literally 5 feet, I could fall on the ground and I would have hit them, where their opponents celebrating. And you weren't supposed to see that. So I was really surprised to see WWE, because they're very good with production, to let that seep through. And it stuck out to me. But the matches were good. You're not wrong.
And Braun Breaker has a personality now that he's with Baron Corbin. They had an amazing, an all-time classic NXT promo last night. Braun Breaker declaring their team the Wolf Dogs, and Baron Corbin's reaction to that. Last night was really, really good. It was just a very entertaining start to finish NXT. I could not have been more delighted. And we've got a new number one contender, Roxanne Perez, going to face Lyra Valkyria at Vengeance Day. It was good. Yeah. But
and kind of to your point,
yeah,
Matt, to your point about TNA, with Hard to Kill this past weekend, they apparently did their largest attendance for the company and largest gate in 10 years. So, good for them. I've always felt like the one thing that really hurts TNA is that you have 12 hours of WWE and AEW TV per week, and it makes it hard to, find the time to watch their show as well. But they did well. They did well last weekend.
Find out where they are on the network. Find out what network they're on, and then do you have the bandwidth of being a fan and time with your families and whatever it is do for work to fit that in? You have to miss something else, in my opinion, to be able to do it. Unless you have a lot of free time on your hands. I would suggest fans try it. Take a break from NXT for one. Glenn's gonna hate that. For 1 week, give it a try in its place. See what you guys think, is all I'm asking.
Let me tell you something. I fell in love with wrestling again when I stopped watching Raw. Raw, I determined, is the problem. It was the main thing that was dragging me down each week of just my enthusiasm. Because you start the week watching 3 hours of wrestling. From there, you're already exhausted. You know, it's too much.
Yeah.
3 hours is too much.
You got to go back to back.
Yeah.
I wonder, if Raw goes to Amazon, would Amazon care if it's 3 hours? I mean, they're going to be paying the rights fees for whatever, if they want a 50% increase, they'll probably get, between 40 and 50. Does Amazon care? Because they're not as worried about ratings as they are subscriptions. And the hotter the show, the better the subscriptions. And having the hotter show probably means keeping it at 2 hours as opposed to three. I don't know. Something to think about.
But Raw goes to Amazon, and we can finally get the WWE crossover with Reacher, and I'm looking forward to that, because they're gonna cross. Dude, you gotta watch Reacher. You're a fan of 80s action films. It's that show is 80s action personified.
Yeah,
it's amazing. More stuff to dive into, more stuff to dig into. The Rock, now it seems like it's been thoroughly debunked. The Rock might show up in Australia, but The Rock versus Roman is not happening in Australia. Roman is not advertised for Elimination Chamber. Maybe if the Australian government wants Dwayne Johnson bad enough, they'll have him come over there, but it'll probably be to advance and promote the Mania match at Mania 40.
Yeah, if I were to guess, I'd guess he shows up and does a promo accepting Roman Reigns' challenge. You have Roman Reigns issue the challenge before that, and then The Rock shows up and does his big response. So, yeah.
You'll be good. Matt, you still think this is the right call? The Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania?
What?
Either to do that match. Finishes the story.
As long as it's night one and Cody gets him on night two, yes.
That's such a risk, though, man. Imagine if Roman gets hurt or something happens, and then your night two.
I tell you, I know The Rock's the biggest star. Rock's the biggest star in the world. I get that. I still don't think it's. For years, we keep saying, how much longer is WWE going to have to reach out to the Hulk Hogans, the John Cena's, the Stone Colds, the Rocks, to keep coming back at Mania because they've not done a good job of developing their new stars? Well, they've done a good job developing their new stars. With all due respect to The Rock and all these other historic legends, I would not have bastardized my storyline with Cody Rhodes that we've built for 2 years. Is he not the highest merch mover or one of them?
R-Truth was in the last week, but
him, LA Knight,
you're proving my point though. These are all new stars and you're bastardizing them, dummying them down, lowering them all down one level every time you bring these old stars back. You needed to do it back in the day when you didn't have that young star that was developed, right? There wasn't many. We have them now. So there's no reason to do this. This is my opinion. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it at the behest of screwing over a 2 year story. You're going to lose so many of us, me included, if you do not have Cody finish the story, because for years, like I told you guys, with Daniel Bryan, Punk before that, you know, Hunter would always say, oh, stick around, let the storyline play out. When they never had plans to put Daniel Bryan over, by the way, they had to do that because the crowd hijacked those shows in real life, in real time, where they couldn't be denied, right? But that wasn't the long-term plan for Daniel Bryan. They had to jump on the bandwagon at the last minute and finally give that dude his flowers, give him his respect, and give him the title, right, at Mania. But that was not the original plan, along with Punk no longer being there. So you can't keep doing that to fans and telling us to stick along for the story and then you don't deliver. No, screw you. I will not come back.
What if you do it, but not at WrestleMania? Because, you know, we talked about this before, but if you had it at Madison Square Garden, Survivor Series, and you do it there where Dusty failed to win the championship.
Hear me out there, because it's so obvious that this was being set up for him and Roman at WrestleMania, him being Cody. Mm-hmm. Okay, because if it wasn't, they would have started giving us tinges of the storyline now that it doesn't have to be at Mania. That, you know, how incredible would it be to be at a Survivor Series in one of Dusty's styles of matches that he did during Creative, created when he was on Creative back in the day with WCW or the War Games or something weird like that. Then okay, but they've not done any of that. They've let us believe Mania is the date, and if it's not, then they should have implemented little hints and Easter eggs along the way that it doesn't have to be Mania. It just has to be done, period, right? And one last thing before you go, Glenn, is that the worst part of it is it's so obvious. Oh, The Rock's interested? Oh, wait, he's interested? Okay, yeah, whatever he wants. Give him whatever he wants. You bastardize these new stars doing that, and it's not worth it. You wouldn't have done it to The Rock if Hulk Hogan wanted to come back when he was on his upswing. You wouldn't have done it to Stone Cold when he was on his upswing for Bruno Sammartino or Hulk Hogan or somebody from the generation before them. They would not have done that.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other night, Matt. I figured you and I would disagree on this point, but I just think, again, it's Rock versus Roman. It's just a mega dream match. You just got
WrestleMania sells itself, dude. It's its own brand. Doesn't matter who's on the card.
Well, it's not just that. It's sponsorships. I mean, they made $20 million. They made as much with the gate and sponsorships last year as they did that. There's international business. There's the buzz. They're in the middle of these TV rights deals and having The Rock back, getting those TV ratings up even higher while they're negotiating these new rights deals. I mean, it's just the whole package of everything that
comes. So why does Rock have to be in WrestleMania to affect their TV rights? Why can't it be on their TV show to build up to a different pay-per-view? Why does it have to be Mania?
Well, the rights deal probably will be closing by May, so it seems right. Like now's the time where they're going to do that. They're going to boost the ratings. You get that through Mania, you get the bump. I mean, I think that makes a lot of business. And so what I think happens, I think Raj, you
you're
hit the
cheapening
nail.
Your stars, you're cheapening your stars, you're cheapening your stars.
Are you gonna stop you watching?
Actually, in the last 20 years, this company has not been able to build. We've watched it. They've not been able to build new stars. They finally have done it.
I know,
and they're about to screw them all.
Plus, Roman has like no real storyline right now. Yes, it feels special when he shows up, but what's even, I mean, the Bloodline, like The Rock makes this interesting. It kills two birds because it gets them to extend Roman's streak to surpass Hogan.
So why am I crazy for thinking that Rock can be a Mania? I don't care. Like, yeah. Obviously, it's going to be a good thing. I just think you put him on night one and you have Cody do his thing on night two, because what it also does is it elevates Cody even more, that he trumped The Rock on being the true main event on WrestleMania weekend. You want to keep putting your new stars over and not jabroning them to your former stars? This is the way to do it.
I agree with you, but imagine you're at a concert and you're going to Coachella, which Matt, I know you think about going every year. I know next to the Gathering of the Juggalos, it's makes the most sense for you. You don't have your headliner on the first night be Metallica, and then night two, you have your headliner be Nickelback. Now, Nickelback sold a lot of records. They've sold more records recently, but still.
Guns N' Roses used to do that all the time with Metallica. Yes, they did.
Okay, they toured together. That was a little different, and they would alternate who headlined.
No, GNR headline.
Guns always
GNR
headline.
GNR headline.
They always headline?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And GNR was arguably bigger than Metallica during that tour.
They were.
Yeah. Metallica had one real.
I went to that one in
Me
D.C.
Too.
Yeah.
That's the reason I know.
Yeah. And did Ice-T and Body Count open?
No, it was Soundgarden at the one I went to.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was the other leg. Yeah, interesting. But I think that with The Rock, I mean, you gotta set it aside. But Raj, I think you were onto something. If they announce Survivor Series is at Madison Square Garden, I'm telling you, do Survivor Series War Games. You have to be where Dusty couldn't close before. You do the NXT takeover the night before and make that like NXT Starcade. Like you Don't do you a see- Dusty tribute weekend. Cody gets.
And I know
moment.
You said this last time we were on here. Yeah. I know you're going with this. So hopefully our fans do. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, it's okay.
But again, you don't. While that's cute, and it is an homage, it would not have happened if The Rock wasn't back. Which spells, one more time, he's still a much bigger star than the rest of your wrestlers. We know in real life he is, but wrestling is about what makes it better than UFC, in my opinion, is you get to angle where you want your stars to be and what stars you're making and elevating, more importantly. You get to control that as a pro wrestling booker. So we have an opportunity to have The Rock on a card and have somebody else supersede him on that card, the biggest star in wrestling history, right? Essentially The Rock overall, worldwide, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you not take that and do so?
Well,
to up your younger stars.
To your point, if Seth is injured, the odds of the Roman wrestling two nights in a row greatly increase.
It's always a bad time to get injured, but just talk about this would be the absolute worst time. So hopefully Seth, he tweaked his knee during his match with Jinder Mahal on Monday night. He's getting it checked out this week. Hopefully it's nothing too serious.
We don't know anything. Has there been any reports on what it was his knee tweak was?
No. So he's just getting it checked
out. We don't know MCL, LCL, AC. We don't know any of that.
He had to be helped to the back after his match Monday.
Yeah.
Which, if you want to talk, I mean, like, no offense to Jinder Mahal. I love Jinder Mahal, but that's crazy. That this will be the craziest misfortune in recent memory.
Well, let me ask this. What if it's just a knee scope? I know I hate to say just a knee scope, but if it is, that's what happened to me on Tough Enough. They went from thinking I had a torn ACL and that, dude, you're not going to be able to walk on this for like a month, to when I got off the show, got back to Connecticut. They set me up with a doctor, and the doctor was like, you really just need a knee scope. You know that, right? I'm like, no, this doctor in Los Angeles said that my life has ended and like my I got to leave the show. And he's like, well, that's not what we see here. You just need your knee cleaned up. You did sprain it. You did strain this. And you need rehab after we get your knee scoped. And I was good like 6 weeks later, dude.
Yep. Seth's got 10 weeks.
Yeah.
I hope that's all it is at worst. Just a scope, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope he's talk about, I mean, because there's a good chance he was, you know, main eventing night one. And
yes,
the first time he's in a advertised last match of the show.
You're really going to be pissed at me here, Raj. I still would put Rollins and Punk as the main event on night one. And I'm sorry, Rock. You're the semi versus Roman.
Let me give Matt his nightmare scenario. Night one of Mania is CM Punk versus Stone Cold headlining. And night two is Roman versus The Rock.
I like the Stone Cold Punk part. I do like that, actually.
WrestleMania 40. They are going to, like, if Vince McMahon could just come out and fillet himself in the ring for 3 hours, like, for both nights, he would do that for WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
Raj, why couldn't you guys create that thumbnail?
Yeah, get on that, bud.
Yeah, there's content restrictions. But no, I think but this is going to be the most celebratory WWE has been in quite some time. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that, you know, the product is still really hot right now. Roman needs The Rock, though, man. Like, when he shows up on SmackDown, it's just they have nothing. It's like after Jay left.
You're not the only one saying that now, and I hate admitting it. It's been my favorite storyline in wrestling in like a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. I'm being serious. Sammy, Bloodline, even when the beginning, when he left the Bloodline, I was still super red hot on that.
Yeah, the Jay stuff was good. Then Jay left, though. Yes. And now it's like.
And it's to the point now where I don't even care to see Jay versus Jimmy because they've beaten Jimmy so much. Yes. Like they kind of turned him into the job guy of the Bloodline. Maybe Solo. Solo and Jay might be good. But
okay, not as hot as it would have been. If you know what I mean,
right?
You know, and I think we need a regular champ, but I don't think you get Roman this close to breaking Hogan's record to just stop because it's gonna be a long time before somebody gets this close again.
I don't think they care anymore. I think they're so far. Like if Vince was there, I could see it.
Yeah,
Hunter is definitely a wrestling historian buff, right? I can see him caring about it, right? But what about their parent company? I don't they give a rat's you know what.
It's weird too because with Gunther, like Gunther's not doing morning talk show appearances. Gunther has the record now for the IC title. It's a big deal. He's back. Gunther versus Brock at Mania could be huge.
I would kill to see that match.
But Gunther like only exists in the bubble of WWE fans. He's not part of their mainstream entertainment footprint.
No, and I mean, respectfully, have you seen him in interviews that are outside of WWE? He's still getting better at it, much better.
I understand.
But let's throw me and you in the middle of like Mexico and say, okay, now go speak Spanish. Go.
Wait, I mean, what? Shinsuke did that Toyota or Honda, whatever that campaign was with Shinsuke and Rick Boogs going surfing and driving up the coast. Like they featured Shinsuke and Asuka and some other stuff. It's just interesting with Gunther that it's like, you don't see him
coming. I think it'll come when he turns. I think when eventually he becomes face, because how do you not respect this dude?
Yeah,
do you not appreciate how good he is? They'll eventually make him face because of that. I think that's when you'll see it.
And I think, you know, if they do Gunther and Brock, I think they've got to do that. I mean, who else do you got for Brock right now? So you do Brock and Gunther, and I think that elevates Gunther to the next level.
Yeah, and according to Meltzer, we're going to see Brock showing up on WWE TV again soon.
Do you have it in front of you? Because I think it's the most obvious, like, it's not like some wrestling news drop the way he reported it. So it's so painfully obvious. Well, if he's not coming back in time for Elimination Chamber, then, you know, we could count on him coming back as we go into the Royal Rumble, closer to the Royal Rumble. No-ish. No, really? Really? I wasn't sure. Like, that's news. Like, that's obvious. That's stating the obvious.
That's half of wrestling journalism, is you just predict
So what before I like said, okay, before yeah. I was going to say, before I was talking to my wife about this, just to run it by her to see what she thought. It's like, well, what about, she watches with me. She's like, well, what about the average, you're a former wrestler. You know all this stuff. So do wrestling fans. I've been watching this from day one. But what about that wrestling fan that's 18 and maybe have only been watching for the last 2 or 3 years? That's the guy that has that subscription to maybe the Wrestling Observer that doesn't know that's how it works, Matt. That, you know what I mean? So that's a good point by her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. So we got a couple super chats here. Bigfoot Sneakerhead, Buck 99, saying Cody will finish the story at Survivor Series.
I figured everyone was going to yell and scream at me, which I'm sure is coming, and I deserve it. But I know it sounds bizarre and crazy that I would not put The Rock over our – it's not just Cody. It's protecting the other faces they've built up. I think Sammy needs to be way the hell up there too, and I hope to see something for him coming into
media. Yeah. He said some time off, though. I wonder if he's going to be back more active or if he's still...
It's all of them, though. And even LA Knight, all of them.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Well, was Dusty's last pay-per-view appearance, was that Survivor Series, that match with The Undertaker's debut?
Oh, that's interesting.
I want to say yes.
I almost remember him and Dustin teaming up for a show against a million dollar man.
They did. I could have sworn that was before that, though.
Gosh, I'm forgetting. You might be right. So, I mean, even that much more with Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Dusty's last. I'll have to double check.
This is saying, well, 91, it was the Rumble with Dustin against Virgil and Ted DiBiase. Then returned to WCW.
Okay. So his last was the Rumble then.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
It wasn't Survivor Series?
Well, he did. Wait, did he? I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah.
Chris wonders that when he did the spot with Taker and Survivor Series, that was his last.
Yeah, no, it was with Dustin because they kind of introduced Dustin and then it kind of fizzled out. So,
Well, listen, if they're going to do this, they need to jump on it like yesterday. They need to start throwing those little Easter eggs out now or just flat out story development for this coming possibly now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know this. Do you know what Dusty Rhodes' last match was? It was an FCW at a live event where he teamed with Cody and Goldust to defeat Kalen Croft, Kurt Hawkins, and Trent Beretta in a six-man tag.
I don't see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch that. Stellar Justin Lopez, $9.99, and I know you got some thoughts on this, Matt, so we're going to get to that in a second. If Seth is injured, they did plant the seeds with a promo with Drew and Punk last week. Put the title on Drew and have him face CM Punk if Drew's re-signing. Drew is re-signing. They would not give Drew these opportunities.
No. You're right.
Yeah, if he was not with the company. But
yes,
that's a good idea, Justin. Matt, you were blowing up our phones about Drew McIntyre. And here, I'll make you full screen because you got some things to say.
No pressure. just that Drew, are we really there yet? There we are.
Okay, hold on. Let me take this off. Okay. There. Go.
Go. Jesus. no pressure at all here. I was going to say that how impressed I was with the promo Drew cut on Punk because Punk is so good on the mic. He doesn't have to be the tallest or biggest physical person in the ring. He's big with that microphone. He's very great. We all know that. That's his strength, is his promos. And I got to be honest, Drew's promo versus Punk, if you just press the pause button in the middle of it and you ask your wife or your family member, say, which of these two do you think is a bigger star? Drew? In spades, the answer would be Drew to a normal person that doesn't watch wrestling every day. He's taller. He's better looking. His wrestling has improved tremendously. And most importantly, this point I'm making, his promos have gotten really, really good. Major league, home run, main event. I'm not exaggerating. WrestleMania main event level promo is what that was. And he's cut a few of them now, and they're only getting better. And he screams the part, everything about him. He checks every box possible on what a main eventer, in my opinion, should be. He's got no weaknesses. In the beginning, his accent, because this when Vince was still there, I know Vince is thinking, and Vince is thinking, I know, like, oh, the accent's too thick. And versus, like, we're not deaf. We can get through the dude's accent, okay? We get what he's saying. But Vince's stupid thinking was always that sometimes, even Sheamus, that their accents are sometimes too thick for American audiences to understand, which is insane. Especially now where both of them are with their promos. Their promos are both very good. Sheamus as well. But I just thought Drew hit it out of the ballpark. And now is a great opportunity that if, unfortunately, Seth can't do it, why not go this route? It would help get something there for Drew that he really does need. Unfortunately, he can't be the winner in that match. So it's got to be Punk. But still, I think he stepped up big time. One of the biggest step-ups I've seen from a wrestler in quite a long time, because that promo could have went any way. And when people – I thought it was better than Seth's promo, if I'm being honest. And I loved Seth's promo versus Punk. I did. But I thought – I really did think Drew's was better. It was more believable. He wasn't as, like, whiny. Even when he had to bring up, like, what people could perceive as being whiny, of saying, hey, Mr. Leader, where were you when I really needed you, when I was just a young pup here starting out? In real life, I would never say that to one of my veterans or locker room leaders. It would sound whiny, right? But he was able to get that over and get sympathy. The 6'7" bear of a man, jacked to the gills, which usually means you're not going to get sympathy from an audience, especially when standing across from the ring from you is a guy half your size. It's even twice as hard to get sympathy out of a big guy. He got it. He got it while still looking cool, still looking like a badass. And his transitions and gear shifting in that promo was outstanding and masterful. And I can't say enough good things about it. I hope he does. If God forbid, you know, first let's hope Seth is okay. I do want to see that matchup versus Punk, Rollins versus Punk. And if it can't go, then maybe, yeah, maybe it's Drew. But then because of you now, Glenn, I got this Stone Cold potential in my head of anywhere in the arena fight versus Punk, which would take a lot of pressure off of Punk as well. Because as we've seen, when Punk gets back in the ring, sometimes he gets hurt, right? Granted, the times he got hurt at AEW, they were kind of weird things. Him jumping into the, you know, guardrail to do the you know, plunge into the audience, right? That's a random error that you can't plan for, right? And you get injured. And then the other stuff was, you know, in the ring as well. But this would help stop an injury from potentially happening, Raj. If it is an all-out arena fight, falls counts anywhere versus Stone Cold, it will lessen the opportunity for an injury for him, for them both.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have to... I believe it when I see it. There's no hints right now that they're going you don't that think, route.
You don't think if Seth Rollins can't go, it should go to Drew, with all respect to Stone Cold.
In a fair and just world, absolutely.
It really should.
And make sure to sign him. You know, I think if you're putting Drew in that kind of spot, I think you want to make sure that he's not leaving shortly after, because his contract is up right around.
Yeah, but they didn't give him that promo with Punk without the expectation that he's re-signing. You don't do that. Tony Khan might.
Well, WWE. I can see them doing something at Elimination Chamber.
Sure.
Punk's advertised for that show.
That's true.
Still have that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
LA Knight versus CM Punk is an interesting idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those promos would be gold.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you guys saw the Grayson Waller bit with him and LA Knight.
Good for him. Yes, I did. And good for him. I was proud of him. Good.
Yeah, you thought, you think like the days of the disrespectful, TV talk shows, making fun of wrestling. They had a stagehand out there who was kind of acting like an ass, and Grayson Waller. I was saying, Grayson Waller just put him in his place.
He did. And he's not a very intimidating and imposing guy to be doing it. So no offense, stagehand was bigger than him. If you saw yeah. The stagehand's arms were bigger. He's more muscular, but he was doing this stupid kangaroo boxing thing, which was corny as hell, and making a mockery of the business. Yes, guys, it's a work. Great, good story. Cat's been out of the bag for frigging decades. Good job. But like, you're right. To see like hosts make fun of it and stuff. Like even when I covered SmackDown here in Central Florida when it was just coming back to Fox.
Oh yeah,
I'm on each week and give a recap, right? And they would do silly things like, hey, what is it? Put me in a headlock and da da da. I'm like, listen, if I put you in this, you need to sell it because I'm not going on the air and we're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
And if not, and they're like, yeah, okay. And they're all game for it and playing along with it and having fun versus trying to make fun of it. Like me put somebody in a headlock and then just sit there and be like, well, this is easy. This doesn't hurt. They didn't do none of that because they're professional. Yeah. Where, no offense to that show out in Australia. I know it's a long time running show out there, is what I read. But how do you not know better? And you have one of your own. You have one of your own that's made it big in this international conglomerate called WWE. Yeah. One of your own hometown boys made it, and then you have him on the show and you make a mockery of him like that. I get why he was so pissed off by it, and good on him for stepping up. Trust me, the Undertakers, the JBLs, guys from my generation are all sitting there giving him a standing ovation at home. If any of them saw that, as did I. I was very proud of them.
That's what this reminded me of. Do you remember that time when Undertaker and Vader were in Kuwait?
Yes.
And Taker was just sitting there cool, calm, not saying a word, and Vader got all heated. This was kind of same thing. Grayson Waller lost his cool and was, you know, standing up for the business while LA Knight's like, I'll just sit back and watch.
Smart play by LA Knight. Because he didn't need anything to add to that, right? And it was just the one stagehand. The interviewer who Grace had tried to punk out one more time. He's like, no, you too. You're doing it too. And the guy played it up really well. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You over there, you're out of here. Get out of here. No more disrespecting our guests. And that was a pretty good recovery, I thought.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, what about me? He's like, no, you're great. You did great. It's not you. it wasn't that bad. I hopefully WWE's not getting bad PR for that, because it wasn't bad. It wasn't no cursing. There was none of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I hope, I think Logan Paul should retain the U.S. championship at the Rumble against Kevin Owens, but I hope they do one of those 6-man ladder matches at Mania for the U.S. championship. Have Grayson Waller in that. Have Logan defended in the match. Like, I think give a really good showcase, but the build to that, because I think Grayson, Austin Theory, we can get some rivalry going on. I think that could end up really stealing the show, being a fun opportunity for these guys.
Do they do crazy high spots with ladders, Grayson and them?
I mean, they certainly have done some stuff before in NXT.
So whenever I see that kind of match, I always want, what's his name in it? Ricochet.
Yeah. Oh, Ricochet should absolutely. But you know, honestly, in Dallas, the 6-man tag they did that year for the IC title, the one that Zack Ryder won and kept for a night. That was such a fun match to watch live.
It was.
I would love to see them go back to that. Well, get Ricochet in there, Austin, Grayson, Santos.
A great story they told.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a good action match, but I still want to see LA Knight versus Logan Paul. I just think LA Knight winning a major title at a WrestleMania kind of, you know, elevates him. He's kind of been, you know, kind of in no man's land last. Like, I mean, he's in a big match at the Rumble, but.
Do you think, let me ask you this, Raj, do you think it's still like it was back, like when I was WWE or even TNA, when they put these secondary titles on you, it was to see how you did with it. And then eventually groom you to take, you know, hopefully a heavyweight championship, hopefully, right? Well, is it like that? Would you still say it's like that today? Because like a Gunther. He's proven his point. Like, I believe he's a very believable world heavyweight champion. I think he can be a great undefeated world heavyweight champion, although he's been defeated, hasn't he?
Not on the main roster.
No.
Still not?
No, yeah, Walter not may have been defeated before, but Gunther has not been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you're the US champ on SmackDown, like you're there every week. You know?
You are.
Well, Logan Paul isn't.
Well, anyone else would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
God, that's the weirdest thing about SmackDown right now. That it's like Io Sky is our dependable champ who shows up every week. Everyone else is just AWOL. Man, I hope they turn up the heat with her and Bayley and breaking up Damage Control going into the Rumble.
Going into Mania, rather. I believe it's definitely happening. Yeah. They have all the elements of it already spilling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bayley wins the Rumble and they turn on her. I don't know if they turn on her right after the Rumble or they wait until TV, but I definitely think that's happening.
And have we had a babyface Bayley that wasn't doing the overly wavy hand stuff?
No. Bring back the Bayley buddies. You know?
The inflatables?
Yeah, the Bayley
buddies. No, that's what got her heat, the poor girl.
All right, yeah. No, fans turned on her because of that.
Yeah, it was the Bayley This Is Your Life segment is still one of the worst things they've done in the last.
It is, but she could still be a babyface and make fun of Cole. Like, people were popping for that. I was looking forward to that each SmackDown.
Yeah.
Inside the bubble there.
Yeah, I am Vish M, saying you guys are amazing as always. Nobody's excited about Joe being a champ considering his run in WWE was okay. Thoughts? His next big feud? Can you guys debate? That was interesting tonight. How they ended with Hook getting choked out, but then saying come back for more. Joe punched him in the nuts, and then Hangman came out. Swerve came out. So they're setting it up with Joe, but it's interesting him being the main champ in AEW.
Good.
Yeah.
So I think it's well deserved, well earned. He is dependable. I know people like, oh man, WWE got injured, this and that. Dude had a friggin' concussion. And again, your brain doesn't have you don't get to see inside your brain to see how long this is going to take to heal, like you do a torn ligament or a broken bone, etc. And Joe's one of the toughest dudes I've ever met. I'm not saying because he's my friend, because he really is legit tough in the real world. And so, if he's out because of that, it's for a right reason. We also don't know what WWE was telling him. Vince was still in charge, and Vince still has a stupid thing. He used to still have the stupid thing in his head where if you're not shredded and ripped up, then you know you're lesser of a wrestler or a champion. He's gone that way a little bit with Kevin Owens. That was a good thing. And others that are not full-on body guys, right? But Joe, they missed the boat in WWE, and you can't tell me he wouldn't have been an amazing world champion. The time to do it was versus Brock and Braun Strowman in that three-way, and they botched it. But I'm happy as hell to see him be a champion for AEW. He's a believable world champion. You could see it the night he came out after he won the championship. Well, he's supposed to be a heel. The fans are all giving him his respect because how don't you give it to him? He's one of the most believable promos and believable in-ring specimens I've ever seen in this business. And still to this day, he is.
And I thought like that for a lot of reasons, I thought that world title match tonight with him and Hook, it just felt like it had that big fight feel that I feel like we haven't really seen since All In.
And what's great is the stuff Hook was doing was the stuff Joe used to do. Mm-hmm. I used to friggin' suplex Joe and I'd go to the hard camera, I'd shake the ropes and right. And behind me, Joe's fucking standing up and just brushing his shoulders off like that suplex didn't bother him at all. And the fans are like, Joe's gonna kill you, man. And I turn around and start eating his punches and stuff. The stuff you saw Hook do tonight with some of the no sells and things like that, that's all that Joe 101. And that's why it was a good matchup, I believe, because Joe could really pinpoint on certain things in that match where to put Hook's strengths in there. It's another reason why he should be your world champion, because he's your most dependable when it's time to shine others. Joe's not selfish like that.
Who do you think should eventually take it off of him, or do you just leave it on him until it's the right time?
Yeah, you got let's bring the credibility and build the credibility of that title back up again. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to those in the past that have had it, but nobody puts more stank on that championship in a good way than Joe does of believability and realism. So keep it on him. They've got to figure out this three-way with Hook, like you just said, Hook, Adam Page. I don't think that time was right for Adam Page to come in and interrupt that promo last week's mm-hmm. show. Right after Joe, had come out with the world championship wearing the suit. Like, Swerve, yes. We got to see the Swerve tease there, and the fans were feeling Swerve, too. So that was good because they were just going crazy for Joe. When Swerve came out, the mood changed, and they're like, this dude's our guy. You could tell, Swerve.
Yeah.
But then when you had Adam Page come out, it screwed it all up. It got it way too convoluted. And then there was a bat sign that ended it with the hook sign that was somehow up there, and the cameraman had the perfect angle of it right over Joe's shoulder. What's Joe looking at? Oh, he's looking up at the top of the arena. Let's film what Joe's looking up at the top of the arena. Oh, it's the bat sign. No, it's the hook sign. It was too much.
Yeah.
For the three different wrestlers.
And they're also throwing Wardlow in there, kind of, you know, teasing.
Right. And through the promos they are. You're right. And so that's too much. It's too convoluted. Let's get as much miles. If you're not going to do anything with Swerve and Joe, okay, then I understand this.
Yeah.
But if you are going to have Swerve be the one to unseat him as champion, give Joe some people first. Give him an Adam Page to beat first. We just saw him beat Hook and others. And then have Swerve be the one to do it.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I think Swerve should be the guy eventually. I don't know if you don't want to rush it, and you don't want to beat him right now either. You don't want to beat Swerve when he's getting all this momentum. So,
no, yeah, Swerve should not lose any matches at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Matt, now that Jack Perry showed up in New Japan and tore up his AEW contract, it's only
what? I don't.
Yeah,
know.
You didn't see that last weekend. No. Jack Perry showed up in New Japan in San Jose on the pay per view. And wearing a armband that said scapegoat. He had a long beard and hair like he just got escaped from the Jumanji board game where he's been trapped all these years. And then he, like, for the camera, had a big contract that said AEW in big letters, and he tore that up.
What are we supposed to believe? He's no longer with AEW.
No, he's with AEW. Japan. That's not, I mean, you can't just tear up a contract.
Could you imagine if you could get out of contracts by just tearing them up?
No, I'm asking storyline.
Yeah, we're supposed to believe that he's leaving again. But he'll be back in AEW, and maybe he'll be the one to unseat Samoa Joe. Sorry, I couldn't even say that with a straight face to get a rise out of you.
No, dude, he couldn't even ask Joe. No. Even if he was a waiter at a restaurant and sitting Joe, he could still not unseat Joe. No. I'll never watch a show again. That ever happened. How about that? Not that anybody would care. I'm sure they don't care, but still.
If he had a Nielsen box, they would.
But like, no, it's got to be Swerve, brother. It has to be Swerve. Continue to build Joe. He gives credibility to your title.
There was a point in time where I would have thought Wardlow would be in there, but they've just dropped the ball on him too much.
He's not need to be in another group.
Yeah.
He's already proven he got past that. Like, remember when people were counting his power bombs and doing that and he was super over? Mm-hmm. AEW, that was the test. He passed the test.
Like, when he killed MJF at that
Like we saw Zack Ryder doing WWE and many others when they stopped, when WWE eventually say, oh, grab the brass ring. All these people I've watched them grab so many brass rings. It's not the same as it used to be, where a Stone Cold comes out and gets over, fans go crazy for him. He says, 316 says, I just whipped your ass. Next thing you know, he's a huge star. It doesn't work like that anymore. It just doesn't. If fans, Daniel Bryan's like the last one I've seen where they had no choice but to listen to the fans because the fans ruined every single segment, which was great to watch. I loved it. Putting Daniel Bryan over and chanting for him and things that he had nothing to do with. It was the best, especially remember the Randy Orton John Cena championship like face off thing, and they were chanting Daniel Bryan the entire time. It was the best.
What else we got? What else is going on?
I don't know. We got a busy couple of weeks coming up here soon. We're going to do the post Royal Rumble show on here.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When's Elimination Chamber? What's the date? Do we know offhand?
That's in February. So February, I can check. Okay. Yeah, we still got
February 24th.
Yeah.
And what date's Mania?
August 6th. Or no, April 6th. Sorry.
April 6th. And then Royal Rumble's a week from this Saturday.
Yeah. So you guys don't think that's crazy? Elimination Chamber is that close to Mania?
6 week gap.
There have been years where they ditched it, right?
Elimination Chamber, not in a while. They used to do Fastlane.
Yeah.
Did you hear my sweet new alarm system just now? How over was that? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Last night, I'm telling everyone this. This was amazing. Drop $20 and buy yourself those little water sensors that detect leaks. we have them under our sinks. We have them behind our toilets, and we put them by the hot water heater. Went off last night. Our hot water heater was leaking. Within 5 minutes, went out there, shut it down, prevented the garage from flooding.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I've had my garage flood with my water heater before, so that's a
Wow, 20, like 20, 30, 25 bucks, you get a pack of them, and they make a high-pitched beep when they come into contact with water. So you set it down on the base right outside your water heater. You can even put it in the pan if it's dry. And that way, water starts leaking, you're alerted immediately. Like, I was so proud that we got this locked immediately, because this would have been terrible. Yeah.
Text me a link to that. That sounds like a great thing.
Yeah. So worth it. Simple, simple home ownership hacks. Hmm. But yeah, under your sink, any place where you're afraid you could flood, like, much cheaper than the alternative. So that was good. But yeah, I'll send you an Amazon link. Yeah. So this is exciting. It's an exciting time. We are basically in mania season right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can't say it enough. AEW, I know, you know, you didn't like the whole show, Raj. I liked AEW's whole show tonight. I did. Mm. I thought they stepped up tonight with tonight's show. They ended it, like you said, really, really well. So I'm excited all around for once with all wrestling right now. Yeah.
And TNA, man, this is the week to tune in, because Hard to Kill got fantastic marks from everyone.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was good.
Yeah. So be sure to seek that out. Well, there we go. There's some other entertainment stuff. But, you know, Pauly Shore is going to star in a Richard Simmons biopic. That was
As Richard Simmons?
As Richard Simmons. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good to see him getting work.
It is.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I met him multiple times. He's always been a major asshole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Was he? No, I'm not blaming drugs, but sure, was he high? Was he messed up when he met you?
I mean, possibly. I kind of just assumed that about most famous people. He just was a jerk. But I'm sure he's doing better now. You know, actually, you know what was really funny? I listened to an interview with him on this podcast called Basic, that's about Basic Cable, and he said his mistake was after Son-in-Law, which Son-in-Law is a great movie. He said that he should have taken time to pick a good follow-up role, rather than going back to just making all those dumb comedies. That's what killed his career.
What, you don't like Encino Man?
Encino Man was before that. That was his first movie.
Same thing. It's shit. Crap.
Son-in-Law is a really good movie, I think. I'll stand by Son-in-Law.
I've never seen a Pauly Shore movie.
She was super over on MTV.
Super over.
Yeah, buddy. I remember it.
wait, how does it say it?
Remember, that was his thing, right?
Yeah.
Buddy. Wait,
I'm gonna close my eyes and pretend I'm watching. Say it again,
buddy.
Yes, I'm gonna do it three times, folks. You're welcome,
sucker.
I couldn't believe last night we're flipping cable channels and the movie Toy Soldiers is on from 1991, which is Die Hard in a prep school with like Will Wheaton and Sean Astin, Keith Coogan.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, And my wife's like, oh, I've never seen this before. I'm like, we watched this together twice. We've seen this.
We'll get into pronouns. Is your wife same age as us?
Yeah, same age.
So did she remind you that Will Wheaton was like the big hunk when we were younger?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And she loves Keith Coogan. We met Keith Coogan. Remember there was a day when I skipped one of the days of WrestleMania because there was a screening of Adventures in Babysitting with Keith Coogan and then Grease 2 with Max Caulfield.
Yes.
And like we met Keith, she loves Keith Coogan. But so I was like, we've watched Toy Soldiers twice before. And one time we watched, it was like before the iPhone. So I know you were paying attention. You weren't just on your phone the entire time. But she has no memory of this. So I'm going to make her watch Toy Soldiers again tonight, because that's a hell of a movie. It's Die Hard in a prep school with all the hottest 90s teen guys.
What's it on?
Oh, I just saw it on cable. We were flipping channels. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you can rent it for 99 cents. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
But then it's gonna be censored and everything on cable.
No. No, it was on pay cable. Just pay a buck to rent it online. But the hook of Toy Soldiers is that their parents are all super rich. Like one of their parents is a senator, one's a mob boss, one's like a construction tycoon. And so they hold them hostage. They hold the kids hostage to get money from their parents.
I remember the basic premise of the movie. It's just, it's been like 25 years since I've seen it.
Yeah,
it
was good. It's a good movie. Like
there's this podcast called The Rewatchables, and they did one recently on Toy Soldiers. And
I listened to it.
It was like, I got to watch it again.
Yeah.
Did I say Toy Story? I meant Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers, yes.
Yes.
I like the bad movie podcasts, like How Did This Get Made? where they'll watch like Mac and Me or Milk Money or just one of those terrible films, and then they just like make fun of it for 2 hours. That's always kind of fun.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a sweet gig. Yeah. Just did you guys ever see Milk Money with Melanie Griffith and Ed Harris from 1994? Through a weird turn of events, a kid and his friends want to see a naked woman, so they hire Melanie Griffith, who's a prostitute, to like flash them, and then she gives them a ride home and then meets Ed Harris, the dad, and the kid's like, I should get her together with my dad because he's a widow, and the dad doesn't know she's a prostitute. It's like, it is one of those crazy that Hollywood was like, this is a good idea for a family film. It's super weird. It's been on cable lately, so we watched it. I recommend watching it just for the spectacle. Anyhow, that's this week. We're going to be back this weekend with another episode of Gigantic Pop.
And as always, please take a second to like this episode, subscribe. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate how well you guys have helped us get over the last few months and the increases we've gotten thanks to you guys. So we really appreciate it. And please spread the word.
Absolutely.
And what time will we be back? What Sunday, time and day will we be back?
Seven Eastern.
Eastern on Sunday.
There we go.
All right. Whoa, Ryan Armstrong. $20 super chat. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm glad to see you guys back together again, spelled together like the MTV boy band. I appreciate that. The three amigos of the IWC. I just want to show some love and say that I will be going to see the Royal Rumble live and in person. First time for me to see the Royal Rumble live and in person. Can't wait. I'm excited for you, Ryan. I wish I would have gone that year when it was in Arizona when they had the first women's Rumble. I talked myself out of going.
I never regret that.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble is one of the funnest pay-per-views to watch live.
Yes. Especially for the surprise entrant, you know, part of it too, right?
Yeah.
So good, Ryan, I think you have a great time. Good for you. And thanks for contributing toward our show and following our show. And glad you found us again, man.
Yeah. Have a blast.
Yeah. Have a great time, man. And we're going to be, we announced it. We're going to be covering the Royal Rumble live after it happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
On Gigantic Pop. Check it out. Cool, everybody. Matt's at BP, Matt Morgan, Raj's at The Raj Gary, and Matt Klein Rubenstein. Now, I'm going to end the podcast, and I'm going to pause for 2 seconds, Matt, for no reason in particular.
No, I don't got anything good. No.
You got nothing?
No, okay. I got nothing.
So we'll see you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.